That piano player is named Daniel Nukowski. That's him if you're watching on our online streaming through the video link. Here to the 102.9 FM studios in Collingwood, Daniel Nukowski. It's nice to see you again. You haven't been around for a while, although I did see you in the corridors up here recently making your plans for this Collingwood Summer Music Festival. But I remember not so long ago, you and I were at Zoomer Hall where you did a wonderful performance. Again, great to see you.
Thank you. Pleasure to be back.
You have been traveling the world as you always do. A little background for any of the folks who are listening to us now in Collingwood or Southern Georgian Bay. And also, of course, the folks who listen on 96.3 in Toronto where the Zoomerplex is. Or 103.1 in Cobourg, because we've got some great news that is either going to bring you to Collingwood from some of those other areas or just take you down the street if you are in the Southern Georgian Bay region. Daniel is a Polish-Canadian concert pianist. He lives now in Vienna, has performed in Europe, North America, South America, Asia, in prestigious concert halls. Where have you been recently?
I actually did a tour in New York at Queens College and also at the Center for Jewish History in Manhattan. Had a very interesting experience performing with an orchestra there as well, a concerto by a composer who was banned by the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very moving experience.
Well, that has been a focus of a lot of your work over the
Absolutely.
Last few years.
Yes.
And that's what we talked about in that Zoomer Hall performance. And I'm sure it continues to be.
Absolutely.
But above and beyond that, you formed an organization called Piano 6 a while back to perform outreach concerts in communities in Canada that don't often get classical music performances. From that has grown this idea for a Collingwood Summer Music Festival. Tell me more of the story.
Yes, well, I fell in love with this area as soon as my parents retired here. The mountain, beautiful, majestic, mild mountain backdrop of the town, and the charming art galleries, and a kind of European flair. I've now lived more than half of my life in Europe, and I just fell in love with it. I actually come from a small town. I spent the ages of 2 to 9 growing up in Niagara Falls, where my mom had a small children's shop, and I remember even sleeping in the in the store and growing up on that street, the little street where everything took place. So the most precious childhood memories for me have taken place in a small town. So the idea of coming back now after performing in China and in big metropolises around the world. New York, London, Vienna. My heart deep inside, childhood, the beautiful impressions that I have of my childhood are in a small town.
Well, your family's now in Wasaga Beach, just down the road here from Collingwood.
Right.
And the whole Southern Georgian Bay community, there are 20, 25 communities that are all really part of this cultural happening. And it is a happening. It's a rich cultural, vibrant cultural scene here. And this is going to be just a marvelous addition to all of that. Let's talk about the festival. And it begins, actually, later this month with a sort of a preseason school concert. Tell me about that.
Yes, we've invited a local school to attend an afternoon presentation. I'll be taking apart a wonderful work by George Gershwin, The Rhapsody in Blue, of course. Most people don't know that he actually wrote it in only 5 weeks' time. And I just want to kind of run past it, play it through, and inspire people to why this music stays great today. And that'll be an afternoon performance. And the day after, at All Saints Anglican Church, I'm doing a more traditional piano recital. With the repertoire, the works I'll be performing in Carnegie Hall literally 5 days after.
And that's going to be a potluck and a concert on the
right.
on the evening.
And all the funds are going towards the Collingwood Summer Music Festival.
The school outreach concert, Trinity United, is on the 26th, Friday, April 26th, and the potluck and concert fundraiser the next day, Sunday the 27th in the evening. And then we go to July, where it's warmer up here.
Yes.
A little cool today, but it's still sunshining. July 18th, you kick it off, the inaugural concert with the amazing Elmer Eisler Singers.
Yes, I could not think of a better way to inaugurate.
Their conductor, Lydia Adams, was just here.
Right. And we're snatching her from a major tour all throughout Ontario. They sold out Thornberry recently, and they're celebrating their 40th anniversary. They're Juno Award winners, Classical Album of the Year this year for their album with the Toronto Symphony by David Baird. And they're just an extraordinary group, and we could not think of a better way to begin our festival with a big splash, a real extravaganza. And we're going to have an orchestra backing them up, accompanying them, and I'm going to join them on the piano. We're going to get our local choir here, Choral Works, run by Brian Ray, to accompany them as well. So it'll be a very exciting.
Violinist Miami Zeiler is coming as
and
well.
And violinist Miami Zeiler is one of our soloists for the.
So that's a great inaugural. Again, that's July 18th.
Right.
Then the next day, one of the finest chamber ensembles, not just in Canada but around the world, the Griffin Trio.
Right. Another Juno nominated ensemble, which has spectacular success anywhere they show up. They draw people to what they do. From the first phrase, the first notes they perform, we're immediately a part of their world. They're an absolutely phenomenal ensemble.
July 20th, Quartetto Gelato.
Oh, yes. And that of course, puts a smile on everyone's face. They know how to bring in great hits, and it's a classical crossover quartet.
Well, more than a crossover. I mean, they are genre bending. They go here,
absolutely,
there, and everywhere, and it's all great. Then on August the 1st, take a little bit of a break in the festival. August the 1st, you have a show with Diana Braithwaite and Chris Whiteley. They're a duo of cool jazz and hot blues.
Yes. And they do, Diana's family actually has a historical trivial fact to it in that her father was part of the Underground Railroad. So there's a very powerful story that she shares about her life, and we've divided it in two. We have a free afternoon performance, especially for families and families with children. And she'll be talking about the story of the Underground Railroad with multimedia images. And then in the evening, we'll have a more traditional jazz quintet backing them. So the two together will be a splendid day.
On August the 2nd, you have some musicians from Zimbabwe.
Yes. They're actually Toronto-based, but they play on authentic Zimbabwe instruments. And that'll be our world music component. And the day after is the Payadora Tango Ensemble, a new ensemble established in Canada with authentic Latin American musicians performing some of the greatest hits of Buenos Aires and tango that moves our soul.
And then you move along to some wonderful chamber music on August the 9th, the Ralston String Quartet with special guest, some young pianist named Daniel Nugowski. We know him.
Yes, I'm very excited.
First time for you to play with him.
Right? Yes, it is a debut for me, and I think it's a debut for them, Collingwood-wise as well. So they won the Banff International Competition, Chamber Music Competition. So an enormous benefit to have them in our community.
And then tell me about the Day 8, August 11th wrap-up, the Carnival of the Animals, the Hockey Sweater.
Yes, that's by a wonderful mime artist, Trevor Kopf, and narrator R.H. Thompson. We have the famous work, the Saint-Saëns Carnival of the Animals, which orchestras love to bring in families to hear. And we had Abigail Richardson, a composer, write a special arrangement of this work for a smaller ensemble so that we can travel across Canada and not have to play only in large symphonic halls. So we're bringing Carnival of the Animals, but on top of that, there's going to be the mime artist, Trevor Kopp, who's going to imitate the animals for the children. And it's a ravishing entertainment, delightful for audiences of all ages.
Well, it's very exciting. Again, it runs from, preview and a bit of a fundraiser coming up the weekend of April 26th, 27th, Friday, Saturday. And then into July, opening the 18th, and then off and on until that final performance, August 11th. We're very excited about it. There's a website, collingwoodfestival.com, where you can get more information and tickets. But you can also get involved if you want to make a further donation just to sort of help fund, because the ticket sales won't cover all the costs.
No, ticket sales only cover one half of costs of involved in producing the events and bringing in top artists. So we offer generous benefits to all donors, including preferred seating. There are advertisements included in program brochures that go all throughout the province. We have an initial run of 2,000 copies, and anything else that can be done to help promote their foundation or business.
And the way to involve yourself in this, you can get more information
through
on
the
that
website. Yeah,
okay.
Collingwood Festival.
Now, the tickets, can you get single performance tickets, or can you buy them as a package, or both?
Both. There are individual tickets for sale at a medium kind of cost of $35. The inaugural concert is $50. However, we have a very special package that covers all concerts at $204. That's an early bird rate. And that covers all eight performances, which comes out to a crazy low fee of entrance of $25.50 per performance.
Wow.
So it's something that we'd have to travel to Toronto to get to. Imagine the traffic and the accommodation costs.
If you're in the Southern Georgian Bay area, come to the Collingwood Summer Festival. That's just a short little hop, but it's only a couple hours or less from pretty well anywhere in the GTA, and not a whole lot more if you're coming from Eastern Ontario, where the folks listen to us on 103.1 FM in Cobourg. Daniel Nukowski, thank you so much
for
being with us today and telling us about this Collingwood Music Festival. And here on the New Classical FM, we'll tell you more as those dates draw closer. And we're going to treat you now to one of the groups who will be appearing at that festival. Here's music by the Griffin Trio.